It is time for a brand new episode of the Prowl the City podcast. Here's your host, Daniel Martin.
Welcome, everyone, to a NLL playoff edition of the Prowl the City podcast pregame. It's going to be a little bit different from all the other ones. This is actually a YouTube video, so for audio listeners, please check out the YouTube channel. It's the same thing. It's Prowl the City podcast. Actually, it is Prowl the City podcast, so it's going to be a little bit different. I'm not going to really talk about Panther City just in general. I'm going to go over all of the picks for the playoffs, and that just based off of pretty much everything, because I'm like, it makes no sense for me to do just one game when we have the entire playoff picture pretty much done. So we're going to do that. I am going to incorporate Panther City when we get to it. So let's get right into it. And for people who don't know the bracket, this is what it looks like as of right now. You do have your number one seed, the Toronto Rock, against the Rochester Nighthawks. Over here, you do have your Panther City game, which is at 10 o'clock Eastern, so 9 o'clock here in the DFW area. And then you go down, you have Albany and Halifax, which is a really weird, but that's on a Sunday game when the Panther City game, the Toronto game, and the Buffalo Bands game are all on Saturday. Kind of would like the Toronto game to be on a Sunday, but I think, and I've already kind of discussed this, I did go on Cowtown Cats Lacrosse. They also have a show on that, so please go look at that. I did say I think the reason for Toronto being so early on the Saturday is because the Toronto Maple Leafs also play. So I'm going to assume they're going to have a watch party right after the game. You know, come for the game, stay for the Maple Leafs type of deal. But yeah, that is your bracket. Obviously, mine's not going to be as pretty because I do have my games I will be talking about. So let's actually get right into that. For your bracket here, which I will now show. It is very interesting compared to what the bracket is going to be. It's, you know, again, not that pretty, but I'm going to get right into it. For this Toronto game, I am going to go with the obvious choice here. It's got to be obvious. It's going to be Toronto. I mean, Rochester, you did a fantastic job getting into the playoffs. Could not be more proud for you guys, but you know, it's time. Your prize, you get Toronto. So, Nick Rose is going to be a goaltender of the year. I think he's been fantastic. That's exactly what that team needed. In that sense of how they were going to play. So, to get the one seed for them is fantastic. You know, I still think they're the best team in the league. So, that'll be quite easy for them to get. So, you know, Toronto's going to win, and it's not going to be particularly close. But if you're also new here, that's it. It's just one game to move in, as you guys saw with the other one. So I go down to Buffalo, Georgia. Since Panther City did beat Buffalo, they've been on a huge tear. I mean, absolutely huge tear. So for them to get anything going in that, it's going to be interesting. Georgia's also been really good. I mean, they barely missed out last year, and they came in kind of, you know, with a rookie goaltender nonetheless, and they come in and they get the fifth seed. So, you know, good on them. And it's going to be, for me, is going to be Buffalo. Reason for Buffalo is, again, after the Panther City game, they've been on a tear. I mean, I've never seen a team play this well before after a loss. I mean, it hasn't been close. They've been exactly where they need to be. That offense has been the lowest amount of games, goals they have scored since losing to Panther City has been 14. So, good on them. And yeah, it's gonna be Buffalo going into that game there. Sorry, Georgia. It's gonna be fun. This is gonna be a fun game. So I'm gonna leave Panther City last, obviously. Albany, Halifax, really close game. It's gonna be really interesting. Albany's offense was carried by their rookies, especially Alex Simmons, who's gonna be rookie of the year. Halifax had a really good year. There's a really weird situation of Halifax where they could get no higher than fifth, but Panther City could get third. Do I understand that? Absolutely not. So it's going to be interesting. Albany with a huge losing streak. I mean, yeah, they did get the win at the end of the year, but I don't think that's close enough. And I am going to go with the upset, and I'm going to go with Halifax. So that's my, bit one big upset right there is, the fact that Halifax is going to move on in this series. Sorry, Albany fans, but I think that Albany's going to be too good. So we'll see what happens with that. And now we are going to get into the big one. And I'm just going to talk about that in general to start out. It's going to be interesting. I talked to Tracy Kolesky a long time ago last year after the Las Vegas game, when Panther City beat them for the third straight time. And his quote was exact: "It's hard to beat a team three times in a row." Well, here's your situation where you are going to be facing a team for the third time in a row. San Diego's been our big brother. We played seven games against them. They've won six, with that one win being in San Diego. So I don't know exactly what's going to happen with the game. If we actually go over to the desktop here, we'll go to the little desktop here that will show everything. We'll actually go back to the first game of the first game that these two teams played, and it was a 9-10-9 loss, and it was annoying, I'm not gonna lie. As you can see down here, they did have a 4-7 lead, but the main thing about that is the fact that this call right here, I know it does say a 2-minute, it was an actual 5-minute major. I'm not sure why they decided to do that, but it was a 5-minute major. This game should have been won 100%. After that, you see the rest of the game. It just they took over, and especially with Austin's stats. And I've already said it before, like, I don't like Austin's stats. I don't care really for any senior fans saying, why, because he's so good. No, he's dirty, he's been dirty. Again, you can't go back and look at it because the NLL and especially ESPN kind of annoying with their games. You can't go back and watch, like, I can't even go back and watch the first game in franchise history. But the last game of the season last year against these two teams, Austin Stats threw a cross check in the back of the neck of Josh Medeiros, and nobody saw it except for the bench. So, yeah, not good. Jonathan Donville, who coming into this did leave the last game against Calgary. You can go check that game out for that episode. I was not happy with it, obviously. I was not too pleased with how they how that entire third quarter was officiated. I'll just put it at that. So you can go see my rant on that. Donville had an assist. Will Malcolm had 5 points. Jason Knox had 2 goals and 3 points. Phil Caputo had 2 goals. Cal Crawford had a hat trick. I mean, you know, Nick Damon would have 59 saves. I felt bad for Nick. He did absolutely fantastic in that game. Just, you know, it sucks. That one penalty kind of derails everything. And then you want to go to the next game against these two teams. And the score does not reflect on what happened at all. At all. So here's a kind of like mini preview of this game and everything that's happened. Again, Kyle Crawford had 6 points against them. Fantastic. Caputo got 2 goals. Ty Thompson came in, had a goal. Brandon Goodwin has been unbelievable the last 2 games, especially this one. He also got a goal, too. Will Malcolm's been fantastic. And as you can tell, it was just a back-and-forth game the entire time. Up to tied, trade goals the entire time besides that. That Phil Caputo goal at the end of the first half was massive. Getting the lead, and not getting the lead, but in a being tied going into the fourth quarter is fantastic. And again, it just kept on trading stuff. And then this penalty right here that ended up giving them the game, a slashing call that was, it was not needed. Absolutely not needed in that case. If you're actually listening to this and you hear something in the background, it is raining here. I actually am recording the day before the game. Just wanted to test some stuff out before I got it out. But, you know, this is, you know, again, a game that should have been won. And after this game, it was pretty much over. With the 3 goals and 35 seconds, the game was over. They collapsed. And that's probably the number one key is their mental toughness. Because you saw in the last game where the officiating did not go well. And their mental strength was not enough. And you could see it. Jonathan Donville's out for this game. You know, how's that going to be? And it's a second straight year as a what if for Panther City. You know, last year against Calgary, they had Tracy Koloski go out, and he did not coach that playoff game. They end up losing. Now you have one of your best offensive players in Jonathan Donville, who will not be playing. So going into the game, obviously you have your four-headed monster, Wesley Berg, 108 points, Austin Stats, 50 goals, 102 points, Dane Doby still kicking it with 24 goals, 70 points. Curtis Dixon, who they end up training for, he ends up getting 27 goals, 64 points. You got to look out for Trey LeClaire in transition. I mean, they played well defensively against San Diego. They always have, and it just doesn't get, it's not enough. So, with Christopher Ligieri, who they have to try and figure out, you know, 13-5, 9-7-9, 79-8%. He's been great. He's had Panther City's number forever. So you have to find a way to beat them. You really, really have to find a way to beat Christopher Ligieri. Otherwise, you know, this could be a very quick game. Panther City and their stats here. Will Malcolm, 105 points, 37 goals. Kyle Crawford has the current leader in goals in the season with 42, 94 points. He also did in 16 games, so that is pretty good for Kyle Crawford. Jonathan Donville, his 79 points is going to be very much missed. So you're going to have to look on guys like Jason Knox. You're going to really have to focus on Phil Caputo. I really don't know who's going to take over for that. I'm going to assume Knox, maybe Caputo. Ryan Sheridan's going to have to do a very good game. And it's going to be an uphill battle. Again, it is hard to beat three teams in a row, a team 3 times in a row. But, you know, with all the injuries they have, because there are still some injuries on defense we don't know about. John Lentz hasn't played. It's not going to be fun, to be honest. It really is not. It's a very uphill battle. But then again, anything can really happen in the playoffs. Again, Pat Foley's going to play and Donville's out. So at least you get Pat Foley back. But, going back to what I was talking about with the. So that's kind of the preview. And it's just the same thing. It's going to be tough. And if you're going to wonder, well, who do you have in your. Who do you have winning? Well, to be honest, I'm sorry, but I'm going San Diego. I think they're too good. I have, I just don't think it's going to happen, especially with Donville out now. I just don't think they're going to do anything. So it is going to suck, to be honest. It's really going to suck not having him, but. Is it going to be close? Probably, but we'll see. I mean, if they win, I'm going to be ecstatic, but I just don't see it happening. And it sucks to say that, but I don't see it happening. Now we get to your semifinals, which is a best of three. I'm going to start on the right side first with the Halifax San Diego game. Honestly, I don't think this is going to be close. I think it's a sweep. The better team is going to come in and do it. And I got San Diego in the final. So that leaves with Toronto Buffalo. And I said this on Cowtown, but I'm gonna say it here. This is the real NLL finals. Buffalo Toronto is your finals. And it's a shame that they're gonna have to do this in the semifinal, which it didn't matter whether or not it was unified standings or it ends up being in the East West. They're going to end up this way. So I think this is going to go three. And I think this is going to be a series that we're going to look back on and we're going to say, wow, this is probably one of the best series in the entire league's history. And I think even though Buffalo has been on a tear recently, I have to give it to the best goaltender in the league. I think with him, the way they've gotten their offense going. I mean, they traded for Mark Matthews. That was their missing piece on offense. I have a final of Toronto and San Diego. I mean, I just that series is going to be insane for me. I can't wait to watch it if that ends up happening. But this is just subjective because who knows what's going to happen? None of my picks are right. But there are my two in the final. And for my final, it's going to be a very interesting final. You have two of the best goaltenders in the league, in my opinion. And it's going to go three. I don't think there's no one's going to get a sweep here. It's going to go three. And both teams are really trying to get over the hump and finally reach the promised land. And for one of them, I think it is going to go to the best team in the league. I think Toronto Rock are going to win the playoffs. They're going to get what they've always needed. They haven't won a title in over a decade. And Nick Rowe is going to really show why he should be looking at an MVP. And I know you're going to probably give it to maybe Josh Byrne, Jeff Teats there, Nick Rowe, but if you really want to look at it and you want to look at someone who was MVP, I know Christian Delbianco won it last year. In my opinion, he shouldn't have. He did have great stats. I'll give him that. But if this is really the year that they needed to have a goalie MVP, it's Nick Rose in Toronto. So there's the full bracket. I'm again sorry, Panther City fans, but that's exactly how I have it. Does it suck? Absolutely. But I think it's just too many injuries at this point. And that's, again, hopefully I'm wrong and Panthers pulls it out, but it's going to be a very interesting playoffs to say the least. I mean, it sucks. I'd rather have any of these series. Honestly, I'd rather have the quarterfinal, best of three, and the other two best of five. I know it will kind of string out everything for the PLL and their start time, but the fact that it's a single elimination kind of sucks. I'm gonna be honest. But that's pretty much gonna do it. It's new for me to do this video. I kind of want to do it for a while, but kind of nice that I finally got a chance to do it. But yeah, that's gonna be it. Thank you for listening or watching this episode of the Proud City Pregame Show, and I will see you guys after the entire playoffs.
If you haven't already, please subscribe to the Prowl of the City podcast for more Panther City lacrosse and NLL news. We are on all available podcast networks. Follow us on X and Instagram at Prowl of the City Pod. Thank you again for listening to this episode of the Prowl of the City podcast, and we'll see you next time.